I've always asked clients three questions, and the three questions are, how do you see yourself? How do you think others see you? And how would you like others to see you? And the three have never matched. And I hope that it, by the end, I will have some of the three blending together, because you want someone to feel as good as others see them. And most people don't believe they look as good as others believe they are. I'm literally there to listen and listen to everything they say and don't say, and then offer them solutions. They don't have to do what I say, but if they grab a little tiny something from it, then all being good. I help women, I help teenagers, I help women of all ages, whatever they've been going through, whether it's menopause, divorce, weight loss, anything. And I also help transgender men into women to blend in and understand how to blend in and not be noticed by how they act and dress and be, let's call it, womanly, but without looking like a pastiche of how they believe a woman should look. I really enjoy changing someone's life for the better and seeing such joy in their face when they see something they couldn't ever believe they could have achieved themselves on their own. I have actually helped two young 20-year-old young boys into girls whose mothers and families were heavily involved in it. And the joy in this, I know there's many people who feel that this is something that is not something they want to know about, but when you see the joy in this young person's face of seeing the person they always imagined themselves to be, that they were in the wrong body or the wrong, you know, what they saw in the mirror isn't what they wanted to see, and suddenly seeing something that they never believed they could be, I think is fantastic. And also, whether it's, even if it's an older woman who never, you know, felt she'd let herself go and lost herself, and suddenly seeing the person that she used to see in the mirror when she was younger. I'm not saying I transformed them to be 20 years younger, but certainly made the best of how they are now. It's really satisfying. I was styling, whether it was celebrities or people in the public eye or just normal, non-famous people, when someone said, I've got nothing to wear, come and look at my wardrobe, or come and sort my wardrobe out, or, you know, can you come round and talk to me about, yeah, how to move on in my life. It was never about actually what they asked. And I have certain amounts of underlying intuition, and I hear what people don't say to me, which is, I'm never sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But so a lot of these women, and actually men who I've styled and helped and consulted with, it transpires it was about how they felt about themselves or something that had happened in their past. So, for example, I was doing one woman's, she said, come and look through my wardrobe. I've got very few clothes, but I've got nothing to wear, and everything I put on I don't like. Anyway, so everything in her wardrobe was basically beige and neutral. Mm-hmm. And I asked her what she did, and she said, I'm a drama teacher at schools. School drama teacher. So I said, well, that's interesting. You are in front of people and you're acting out things and you're being teaching people how to be flamboyant and loud and out there. And she said, and I said, you're not. You're wanting to hide. And she said, nurse, my mother always told me that I was never going to be pretty. And in fact, I was actually ugly. And so as a result, I've always wanted to hide myself in a corner. And so I said, well, you're dressing to hide in a corner. And she had one red dress. And I said, when you put that red dress on, do you not feel different? Do you not feel more empowered in what you're wearing? I know you don't want to be noticed, but does it not make you feel more positive in a way? And she said, yes, it does. So in fact, I put not necessarily red, but I did put color back into her wardrobe. And she understood why she had a wardrobe full of beige and grays. I'm in my mid-60s and everything on my Instagram is real, not filtered. And I do post everything that can hopefully inspire and motivate and empower other women to feel their best without having to resort to whether they're plastic surgery measures or app measures and be themselves. So today I posted one on a facial I'd been having to help my skin that I've completely given up on during the last year of lockdown. And it definitely needed some help. So I show all things that are real. And in fact, next week, I am doing a talk on a platform, a Zoom-type platform, to a media company. But I'm talking to them on empowering women in the workplace. So I'm very much for making women support, helping women to support each other, if you like, a sisterhood, and helping women feel good about themselves. I needed to turn my mindset around, and I've always tried to help my clients turn their mindset around. So I created a gratitude list every morning that it could be anything. Thankfulness for my children, thankfulness for looking at the trees and the flowers and the birds. It could be anything, but there had to be a minimum of three things I felt gratitude for every morning. And I really think for anybody who has low moments or wakes up in the morning thinking, how do I get out of bed? If you create positivity and good things will come at you. I don't think good things come at you when you're in a negative state of mind. Positivity attracts positivity, and good things in your mind will attract better things.